This is the reading for February 19th. Psalm 50. The God of gods, the Lord, speaks. He calls the earth from the rising to the setting sun. God shines from Jerusalem, whose beauty is perfect. Our God comes, and he will not be silent. A fire burns in front of him, and a powerful storm surrounds him. He calls to the sky above and to the earth that he might judge his people. He says, "Gather around, you who worship me, who have made an agreement with me using a sacrifice. God is the judge, and even the skies say he is right." God says, "My people, listen to me. Israel, I will testify against you. I am God, your God. I do not scold you for your sacrifices. You always bring me your burnt offerings, but I do not need bulls from your stalls or goats from your pens, because every animal of the forest is already mine. The cattle on a thousand hills are mine. I know every bird on the mountains, and every living thing in the fields is mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, because the earth and everything in it are mine. I don't eat the meat of bulls or drink the blood of goats. Give an offering to show thanks to God. Give God Most High what you have promised. Call to me in times of trouble. I will save you, and you will honor me." But God says to the wicked, "Why do you talk about my laws? Why do you mention my agreement? You hate my teachings and turn your back on what I say. When you see a thief, you join him. You take part in adultery. You don't stop your mouth from speaking evil, and your tongue makes up lies. You speak against your brother and lie about your mother's son. I have kept quiet while you did these things, so you thought I was just like you. But I will scold you and accuse you to your face. Think about this, you who forget God. Otherwise, I will tear you apart, and no one will save you. Those people honor me who bring me offerings to show thanks. And I, God, will save those who do that." Leviticus chapter 9. On the eighth day after the time of appointing, Moses called for Aaron and his sons and for the older leaders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf and a male sheep that have nothing wrong with them and offer them to the Lord. The calf will be a sin offering and the male sheep will be a whole burnt offering. Tell the people of Israel, take a male goat for a sin offering and a calf and a lamb for a whole burnt offering. Each must be 1 year old and it must have nothing wrong with it. Also take a bull and a male sheep for fellowship offerings, along with a grain offering mixed with oil. Offer all these things to the Lord, because the Lord will appear to you today." So all the people came to the front of the meeting tent, bringing the things Moses had commanded them to bring, and they stood before the Lord. Moses said, "You have done what the Lord commanded you, so you will see the Lord's glory." Then Moses told Aaron, "Go to the altar and offer sin offerings and whole burnt offerings. Do this to remove your sins and the people's sins, so you will belong to God. Offer the sacrifices for the people and perform the acts to remove their sins for them, so they will belong to the Lord as the Lord has commanded." So Aaron went to the altar and killed the bull calf as a sin offering for himself. Then his sons brought the blood to him, and he dipped his finger in the blood and put it on the corners of the altar. He poured out the rest of the blood at the bottom of the altar. Aaron took the fat, the kidneys, and the best part of the liver from the sin offering and burned them on the altar in the way the Lord had commanded Moses. The meat and skin he burned outside the camp. Then Aaron killed the animal for the whole burnt offering. His sons brought the blood to him, and he sprinkled it on all sides of the altar. As they gave him the pieces and head of the burnt offering, Aaron burned them on the altar. He also washed the inner organs and the legs of the burnt offering and burned them on top of the burnt offering on the altar. Then Aaron brought the offering that was for the people. He took the goat of the people's sin offering and killed it, and offered it for the sin offering, just as he had done the first sin offering. Then Aaron brought the whole burnt offering and offered it in the way that the Lord had commanded. He also brought the grain offering to the altar. He took a handful of the grain and burned it on the altar in addition to the morning's burnt offering. Aaron also killed the bull and the male sheep as the fellowship offerings for the people. His sons brought him the blood, and he sprinkled it on all sides of the altar. Aaron's sons also brought to Aaron the fat of the bull and the male sheep, the fat tail, the fat covering, the inner organs, the kidneys, and the best part of the liver. Aaron's sons put them on the breasts of the bull and the sheep. Then Aaron burned these fat parts on the altar. He presented the breasts and the right thigh before the Lord as the priest's share of the offering, as Moses had commanded. Then Aaron lifted his hands toward the people and blessed them. When he had finished offering the sin offering, the burnt offering, and the fellowship offering, he stepped down from the altar. Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent. Then they came out and blessed the people, and the Lord's glory came to all the people. Fire came out from the Lord and burned up the burnt offering and fat on the altar. When the people saw this, they shouted with joy and bowed face down on the ground. Leviticus chapter 10. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their pans for burning incense, put fire in them, and added incense. But they did not use the special fire Moses had commanded them to use in the presence of the Lord. So fire came down from the Lord and destroyed Nadab and Abihu, and they died in front of the Lord. Then Moses said to Aaron, "This is what the Lord was speaking about when he said, 'I must be respected as holy by those who come near me. Before all the people I must be given honor.'" So Aaron did not say anything about the death of his sons. Aaron's uncle Uzziah had two sons named Mishael and Elzaphan. Moses said to them, "Come here and pick up your cousins' bodies. Carry them outside the camp, away from the front of the holy place." So Mishael and Elzaphan obeyed Moses and carried the bodies of Nadab and Abihu, still clothed in the special priest's inner robes, outside the camp. Then Moses said to Aaron and his other sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Don't show sadness by tearing your clothes or leaving your hair uncombed. If you do, you will die, and the Lord will be angry with all the people. All the people of Israel, your relatives, may cry loudly about the Lord burning Nadab and Abihu, but you must not even leave the meeting tent. If you go out of the entrance, you will die, because the Lord has appointed you to his service." So Aaron, Eleazar, and Ithamar obeyed Moses. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons must not drink wine or beer when you go into the meeting tent. If you do, you will die. This law will continue from now on. You must keep what is holy separate from what is not holy. You must keep what is clean separate from what is unclean. You must teach the people all the laws that the Lord gave to them through Moses." Moses said to Aaron and his remaining sons, Eleazar and Ithamar, "Eat the part of the grain offering that is left from the sacrifices offered by fire to the Lord, but do not add yeast to it. Eat it near the altar because it is most holy. You must eat it in a holy place because this part of the offerings made by fire to the Lord belongs to you and your sons. I have been commanded to tell you this. Also, you and your sons and daughters may eat the breast and thigh of the fellowship offering that was presented to the Lord. You must eat them in a clean place. They are your share of the fellowship offerings given by the Israelites. The people must bring the fat from their animals that was part of the offering made by fire, and they must present it to the Lord along with the thigh and the breast of the fellowship offering. They will be the regular share of the offerings for you and your children, as the Lord has commanded." Moses looked for the goat of the sin offering, but it had already been burned up. So he became very angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, Aaron's remaining sons. He said, "Why didn't you eat that goat in a holy place? It is most holy, and the Lord gave it to you to take away the guilt of the people, to remove their sins so they will belong to the Lord. But you didn't bring the goat's blood inside the holy place. You were supposed to eat the goat in a holy place as I commanded." But Aaron said to Moses, "Today they brought their sin offering and burnt offering before the Lord. But these terrible things have still happened to me. Do you think the Lord would be any happier if I ate the sin offering today?" When Moses heard this, he was satisfied.
Chapter 2.
Several days later, Jesus came back to Capernaum. The report went out that he was home. Many people had gathered. There was no room left, even in front of the door. Jesus was speaking God's word to them. Four men came to him carrying a paralyzed man. Since they could not bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof over the place where Jesus was. Then they lowered the cot on which the paralyzed man was lying. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, "Friend, your sins are forgiven." Some scribes were sitting there. They thought, "Why does he talk this way? He's dishonoring God. Who besides God can forgive sins?" At once, Jesus knew inwardly what they were thinking. He asked them, "Why do you have these thoughts? Is it easier to say to this paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Get up, pick up your cot, and walk'? I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins." Then he said to the paralyzed man, "I'm telling you to get up, pick up your cot, and go home." The man got up, immediately picked up his cot, and walked away while everyone watched. Everyone was amazed and praised God, saying, "We have never seen anything like this." Jesus went to the seashore again. Large crowds came to him, and he taught them. When Jesus was leaving, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting in a tax office. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." So Levi got up and followed him. Later, Jesus was having dinner at Levi's house. Many tax collectors and sinners who were followers of Jesus were eating with him and his disciples. When the scribes who were Pharisees saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Healthy people don't need a doctor. Those who are sick do. I've come to call sinners, not people who think they don't have any flaws." John's disciples and the Pharisees were fasting. Some people came to Jesus and said to him, "Why do John's disciples and the Pharisees' disciples fast, but your disciples don't?" Jesus replied, "Can wedding guests fast while the groom is still with them? As long as they have the groom with them, they cannot fast. But the time will come when the groom will be taken away from them. Then they will fast. No one patches an old coat with a new piece of cloth that will shrink. Otherwise, the new patch will shrink and rip away some of the old cloth, and the tear will become worse. People don't pour new wine into old wineskins. If they do, the wine will make the skins burst, and both the wine and the skins will be ruined. Rather, new wine is to be poured into fresh skins." Once on a day of worship, Jesus was going through the grain fields. As the disciples walked along, they began to pick the heads of grain. The Pharisees asked him, "Look, why are your disciples doing something that is not permitted on the day of worship?" Jesus asked them, "Haven't you ever read what David did when he and his men were in need and were hungry? Haven't you ever read how he went into the house of God when Abiathar was chief priest and ate the bread of the presence? He had no right to eat those loaves. Only the priests have that right. Haven't you ever read how he also gave some of it to his men?" Then he added, "The day of worship was made for people, not people for the day of worship. For this reason, the Son of Man has authority over the day of worship."